614, 1320 WILS. This brand new study looking at traffic congestion in more than 1,000 cities across the world, including here in Lansing. Just how much congestion is happening and what can we do about it? Bob Pischu is with us, senior economist at INRIX. He's the co-author of the INRIX Global Traffic Scoreboard. Bob, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and what do you guys do at INRIX?
Well, INRIX is a big traffic data company. We're in the smart parking space. We gather and analyze and partner with DOTs to provide traffic information around transportation projects and a whole host of other things.
So when I get on the road and I try to find out there's congestion, I go to my Google Maps app, you know, and I look to see the red or the green. How do you guys judge congestion?
Yeah, that's similar to that. We also partner with Waze to provide Waze users with parking information and other things like that. So we do similar things.
Okay, and we talk about congestion. How do you even define what that is nowadays?
Well, that's what's interesting about this report. So how we define it is, it's a little technical, it's 65% of the free flow speeds at night. So a free flow on a freeway is, let's say, 60 miles an hour. Anything under about 39, we consider in congestion.
Now, you ranked cities in Detroit, in Michigan, and Detroit apparently did very poorly. How did they rank here in the U.S.?
Well, so Detroit ranked 24th in the United States with drivers, you know, the typical driver in Detroit spending about 33 hours last year sitting in traffic congestion.
Okay, let's get to Lansing, of course. What kind of a congestion issue do we have here?
Well, Lansing fares a little bit better, a lot better, with 9 hours stuck in peak period congestion last year.
Over the year, you're saying?
Over the year, correct.
Okay. And that it just happens all over around the city? Is it clear where this kind of thing occurs? Or?
Well, for Lansing, at least what sticks out to me when I look at it is, you know, the highways look like they function fairly well. But, you know, city streets look to be kind of the challenging area, at least during the peak periods and a little bit in the daytime.
Oh, really? So you're not even just looking at freeways. You're looking at actual streets within the cities.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that was one of the, you know, we changed our methodology. We release this report every year, but wanted to update and refresh the methodology. And with this methodology, we analyze the whole road network and, you know, in Lansing and around the Lansing urban area.
Bob Pischu is a senior economist at INRIX, and their new INRIX Global Traffic Scoreboard just out. 1,000 cities all over the world. What's the number one city for congestion?
Los Angeles, California.
In the world. Wow, okay. Do you have ideas on how to resolve the issue of congestion?
Well, it's different for different urban areas. What we found is that, you know, maybe, you know, New York City could benefit from, you know, smarter parking solutions and just more transportation data to look at, to crunch out where can they get the most cost benefit. Mm-hmm. In other areas, you know, out in perhaps more rural areas, perhaps, you know, expanding a road or, you know, adding some lane miles to highways might be the best choice. It's really up to the urban area to figure out and use data. And that's why we release this report, to at least start a conversation about what can we do about this.
Hey, do you think these autonomous vehicles, once we get to them, do you think they're going to help fix the problem?
I do. Even, you know, I believe that they'll not only add, basically add to existing capacity, but also, I mean, even if they just cut down on accidents. Accidents are a huge part of you know, congestion on our freeways and roads. And even if we just took that aspect, I think that would be a huge benefit, not only for congestion, but also just, you know, for our quality of life and our safety.
Yeah. So is it now? Are you saying accidents are the primary reason why we're seeing this much congestion? Or?
No. There's nothing in the data to indicate that. I know that there are some figures out there, and in congestion, it's been found that accidents are more frequent, but not as severe. So, but nothing, at least from what we can tell, indicates that.
Is it just a matter of too many drivers on the road? Is that it?
That's typically what it is. Yeah. I mean, in short, you know, it's when travel demand exceeds the supply of roads, and travel demand is triggered by, you know, economic growth, employment, you know, the goods and services, those types of factors which increase travel demand. And if the road capacity doesn't increase, you know, along with that, you will, you know, experience greater levels of traffic congestion.
How long have you been putting together this report?
Well, INRIX has been publishing this report for 9 or 10 years now.
Okay, so in the last decade, how would you say congestion has grown?
Well, I don't have a specific percentage. Like I said, this latest report is a different methodology. I think in many places, though, it has grown. No surprise, you know, in big metro areas, especially, you know, as many of these areas, recover and grow from you know, the economic downturn a few years ago.
Where are you based out of at INRIX?
We're based out of Seattle, but we have offices over the globe.
Seattle. Do you guys have a congestion problem there?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we rank 10th. So, yeah.
And do you drive to work?
Detroit's not as a... I'm in a suburb of Seattle, so I do drive to work.
You don't have any kind of options, public transportation, anything like that?
No, surprisingly, you know, this area actually has a pretty good bus network that reaches all across the region. So it is an option, but not a good option for me personally.
Yeah,
but
so
good for a lot of people.
You sit in the congestion every morning yourself?
Well, I can take back roads, so thankfully I don't live too far away from work, but I would try to avoid 405 if I could.
Yeah, that's really the secret, I think, to live close to where you work and avoid the mess. Bob Pischew, senior economist at INRIX, and he's the co-author of the brand new INRIX Global Traffic Scoreboard, Detroit way up there, 124, and Lansing, out of 1,000 cities in the world, ranks 783rd for congestion. So we made the list. Bob, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much.